Texas has no personal income tax. So every year when people head out to buy tax software to file their returns, Texans can buy the version that doesn't include a state income tax. That saves about 10 bucks. Now, depending on your point of view, there are other advantages to not having an income tax. There are cons, too. Dick Levine follows the state's tax system for the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. He says disadvantage number one is a strained sales and property tax system.
The trouble is that those taxes don't grow naturally with the economy. They don't grow as quickly as our growth in needs, especially given our unusually young population. We need to make those investments now for our long-term future, but we don't have a revenue system that can produce that kind of money when we need it.
Levine believes lawmakers will realize eventually that the state's modern economy can't be run with just sales and property taxes. He says polls taken over the last few years show the people of Texas already know it. A Scripps Howard poll done a few years ago showed 48% of Texans favor an income tax.
When you consider how almost all politicians in Texas back away from an income tax or afraid to even discuss it, and the public is almost 50-50 in wanting to consider it, it shows you that when the time comes and there is leadership from our elected officials, we may be able to have a rational discussion about this.
The last formal discussion about income taxes came in the early 90s. That's when then-Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock proposed creating the tax. Texas was just recovering from two major busts in the 80s. Both were caused, in large part, by the state's unbalanced dependence on oil and natural gas revenue. Bullock had been comptroller during those downturns and prepared an extensive study on an income tax as a way to balance the state's revenue streams, although he kept the study secret and remained coy about his views on such a tax idea while running for lieutenant governor in 1990. During a debate at KERA in Dallas, Bullock said he wanted to figure out a way to lower property taxes. The questioner responded, "How?
What are you going to replace it with, a state income tax?
We can broaden the base. We can raise some of the rates. We can find new taxes. An income tax would be one of them, although I personally have said time and time again, I don't like the idea. But I, again, will not jeopardize the future Texans, young Texans who will lead this state in the future, by making a dead set promise like some of the candidates have done that there will be no new taxes."
Once the session started in 1991, Lieutenant Governor Bullock began to push his income tax idea, only to have it pushed right back by lawmakers and the public. Billy Hamilton worked for several different comptrollers over a career that spanned nearly 40 years.
The leadership just wasn't accustomed to the kinds of problems that they were having, and I think he thought that was the solution that was needed. And then when he realized that it possibly wasn't the one particularly anybody else needed, he did the Bullock Amendment.
Bullock had told his friends he would be the man who got an income tax for Texas. When he couldn't, detractors say he pushed for a constitutional amendment that would make it all but impossible for anyone else to pass one. Ever.
And then the next thing you know, we have this Bullock Amendment in 93, which basically said, you know, it would take a vote of the people to have an income tax, and it would have to be dedicated to education and all that. And it was just really his way of working out of this hole he had dug himself into.
Hamilton didn't say whether he supported or opposed an income tax himself, but he does believe the best thing for any state is to have a balanced revenue stream. And creating an additional revenue stream could moderate the perpetual need to increase and tweak the other taxes. Some say creating an income tax could reduce school property taxes, the largest chunk of a Texan's property tax bill, to almost nothing. Others say give the state an additional tax, and all lawmakers will do is increase the tax burden. Although Hamilton is among a growing number who say something eventually has to give.
Whatever problems lie ahead have got nothing to do with how conservative the Texas legislature is or how frugal they were with the people's money, because they are conservative and frugal with the people's money. It all has to do with the reliance on the sales tax.
About 60% of the state's revenue comes from sales taxes. Lawmakers are looking at ways to bring in more from that tax to get through the 2011 session and to get out of the budget hole the state is in. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.